This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday will offer his most extensive comments to date about the withdrawal from Afghanistan, a pullout that's raising concerns about a civil war there. A White House official says Biden will update the American people on the situation and no major policy announcements are expected. The president has been under pressure from critics to give more explanation for his decision to withdraw. The United States last week abandoned Bagram Air Base, the longtime staging ground for U.S. military operations in the country, effectively ending America's longest war. The Pentagon said earlier this week the withdrawal of U.S. forces is 90% complete. Biden's order in April to pull out U.S. forces by September 11th after 20 years of conflict has coincided with major gains by the Islamist militant Taliban movement against overwhelmed Afghan forces after peace talks sputtered. Haitian police on Thursday say they are hunting for more gunmen behind the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse after killing or capturing six so-called mercenaries. Security forces engaged in a fierce shootout with the suspected assailants in the capital, Port-au-Prince, Wednesday after the overnight attack on the president's private residence. Four gunmen were killed by Haitian police and two more were taken into custody while other members of the hit squad are at large, according to police. Officials have not identified the suspects or said what their motives were for shooting dead Moïse or wounding his wife, who survived. The assassination has pitched the already impoverished and violence-plagued Caribbean nation into further turmoil. The UN Security Council is due to hold an emergency meeting over the crisis on Thursday as Haiti enters a two-week mourning period for the head of state. This is VOA News.